AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Forecasts of intense cold weather are forcing President-elect Trump's inauguration indoors on Monday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
January 20th, 1985, it was 7 degrees here in Washington. Ronald Reagan took the oath inside the White House and then again the next day in the Capitol Rotunda while scrapping the inaugural parade. Monday is expected to be the coldest inauguration day in Washington since then, and Donald Trump says he doesn't want anyone hurt.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is promising to be a tough hand in carrying out President-elect Trump's vision for the Department of Homeland Security. She's Trump's pick to lead the agency that is central to his vision of cracking down on illegal immigration. As President Biden packs up to leave the White House, a federal task force has released recommendations on how to help avoid the mishandling of classified documents by a presidential administration.
Better guidance and training. That's what the Presidential Records Task Force is recommending on how to safeguard classified information when one presidential administration transitions to the next. The task force, formed nearly a year ago by President Joe Biden, is also calling on Congress to provide more money for secure storage so presidents can safely access records after leaving office. Following Donald Trump's first administration, federal agents searched his Florida estate and charged him with purposefully hoarding top secret documents. And President Biden was sharply criticized in a Justice Department special counsel's report that said he mishandled sensitive documents from his time as vice president and that those documents should have gone to the National Archives for safekeeping. Donna Warder, Washington.
Israel's full cabinet is meeting, and it's expected to approve the Gaza ceasefire agreement. This is AP News. The head of the United Nations has visited southern Lebanon.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres arrived at the UNIFIL headquarters in Nakura, southern Lebanon on Friday and met with UNIFIL peacekeepers as well as Lebanese armed forces officers.
United Nations Secretary General, Mr. Antonio Guterres.
Guterres spoke with peacekeepers, heard their stories, and thanked them for their service.
Oh, thank you very much.
During the visit, the UN chief said Israel must withdraw from Lebanese territories and stop conducting military operations inside Lebanon that violate the UN Security Council resolution that halted the 14-month fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. He reiterated that Lebanese government forces, as well as UN peacekeepers, are the only sides who should have armed presence south of the Litani River near the border with Israel. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.